Good afternoon and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angela and my guest today is Sandra Johnson with Triad Ladder of Hope. Before we begin, I wanted to read something here. Modern slavery. Sounds like a paradox. Hasn't humanity progressed? Didn't we leave slavery dead on the battlefields of the American Civil War? Didn't social reformers like Lincoln and Wilberforce legislate against such cruelty over 100 years ago? So we had thought. But with over 27 million enslaved people across the world, human trafficking is still the battlefront of the country. And I have a statistic here. Human trafficking is a multi-billion, that's with a B, multi-billion dollar industry and the second largest crime in the USA. All right, again, we are speaking with Sandra Johnson. She is with Triad Ladder of Hope. Sandra, first, let me say welcome to the program today.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
We are talking about human trafficking, human slavery, but let me start out by getting a little background on you. What is the Triad Ladder of Hope?
Triad Ladder of Hope is a faith-based nonprofit that is privately funded. Our mission is to eradicate slavery in our communities by doing outreach, education, and working directly with victims who have been rescued.
Now, how did you get involved with Triad Ladder of Hope and with fighting against human trafficking?
I actually started Triad Ladder of Hope 7 years ago. I worked under a federal grant for about 8 months. That's how I learned about the human trafficking issue and where I received most of my training. When that grant came to an end, I felt like God had really laid this burden on my heart about the horrors of what was going on in our communities, and I stepped out in faith and started Triad Ladder of Hope.
Sandra, reading some of the statistics that I had received about this, and by the way, you're going to be speaking at a church, Mount Pleasant Baptist Church, was about 30 minutes away from where we are here in Wilkesboro. You'll be speaking there on April 27th and 28th, and we'll give you more information on that as the program goes along. And you are open to come to other churches, I know, and to speak with their congregations about this. But I feel like human trafficking is one of those things where probably a lot of folks have their head hidden in the sand here about this. If you start just throwing out statistics, I don't know if people will think, oh, come on, really? So how severe is the problem of human trafficking nationally? What are we talking about?
Well, it's the fastest growing international crime in the world. It's the number two crime in the United States. And North Carolina is in the top 10 states where human trafficking can be found. That's out of 50 states, we're in the top 10. Human trafficking is more profitable than drugs or arms. Drugs is our number one crime. They're consumable. Once they're sold, there's no more profit. Guns are the same way. Once they're sold, there's no more profit. Humans, on the other hand, can be resold, and they can be sold on a daily basis for as many as 32 times if we're looking at the sex trafficking issue. Plus, they can be used in labor, making $1, $2 an hour rather than making the minimum wage.
Now, when we use the term, Sandra, human trafficking, exactly what does that mean, in case some folks are as confused as to what it is exactly? And there's actually several different ways that human trafficking is used, right?
Right. The UN and the U.S.'s definition, kind of concise, is human trafficking is the taking, kidnapping, sale, or receipt of an individual by force, fraud, or coercion for the purpose of exploitation. Force, fraud, coercion has to be an element in it in order for law enforcement or immigration to classify it as human trafficking. And there's always exploitation involved. Movement doesn't have to take place. Exchange of money doesn't have to take place. As long as one of those three elements are involved in it, then it is classified as human trafficking. It can be internationals who are brought into our country or who come into our country and are forced into slavery, or it can be American citizens who become victims here in our country or are taken to other countries where they become victims of slavery.
So we're not just talking about one nationality or one race of people that's used in human trafficking. It's actually across the board. Even Americans are being taken against their will and used at times, right?
That's correct. Human trafficking touches every country in the world, and America is one of the top destination countries where victims are brought.
Why is that?
As far as America, I don't know really why, but we are one of the top countries, and I do know statistically North Carolina, why we're in the top. We have 85 and 95 corridors that go through our state. Those are big corridors for transferring victims of trafficking from Florida to New York. We're in the middle, so we're kind of like a drop-in-off state. We also have military bases here. There's a lot of sex trafficking goes on around the military bases. A lot of immigrants are brought into those areas. We have tourism. We have international airports. We have three main products, pork, poultry, and sweet potatoes. A lot of those use immigrants, and many of those become victims of trafficking. We have migrants that come through our state on legal visas. Many times they can become victims of trafficking when they're not paid what they're supposed to be paid.
Now, there's different forms of this, both sex trafficking and labor trafficking. Are both of those found in our state? When you think of North Carolina, I'm sorry, but the first thing that comes to mind, you don't think of human trafficking, but we're in the top 10. Is that right?
That's correct. Some say we're in the top 5. I know as far as sex trafficking, we're in the top 10. Polaris, which is the National Human Trafficking Hotline, tells us that North Carolina generates in the top 10 states for calls that come into the hotline. There is a National Human Trafficking Hotline, and everybody should have that number. It is 888-3737-888. It should be in everybody's phone because everybody has the potential of coming in contact with a victim of human trafficking.
How do we in North Carolina have the opportunity to come in contact with human trafficking? The way you're speaking, I've come in contact with folks, and others have too, here in Wilkes County. Is that possible?
Yes, that is highly possible. We have labor trafficking and sex trafficking. Labor trafficking can involve almost anything. Have you ever had anybody to come to your door and knock on your door selling stuff?
Right.
They
yes.
can be a victim of trafficking. That's one of the ways they use victims. Nail parlors, restaurants, construction. Any type of labor like that can be used. Beggars on the street can be even victims of human trafficking. Someone working in a store, someone working in a factory, someone working on a farm. Any of those can be labor trafficking. Nannies in homes are really big. Most of the first victims that we worked with came out of private homes. And then there was a case in Monroe, North Carolina, where three young girls were being held by their adoptive mom. She had 3 acres of land and had farm animals, and they were working 15, 18-hour days taking care of all of these farm animals. And the neighbors saw what was going on but did not grasped that it was human trafficking. They saw that the girls were being abused, and for 5 years, the neighbors did nothing, and they were living right there in a community, just like you and I live in.
How is someone working in a store or working in a restaurant, how are they victims of human trafficking?
Immigrants that are brought into our country, their paperwork is taken away from them, and then they are, whoever owns them or is using them or abuses them. Sometimes it can be a group of people, like in a restaurant. You might have an internationals that are working in restaurants or American citizens, and they control them, the internationals, by taking their paperwork away from them, and they use force to make them do things that they wouldn't normally do or to work with no pay, just like keeping someone isolated in a home. They can take them to a restaurant. There was a McDonald's that was using immigrants that were brought into our country on work visas but they were not paying them what they were supposed to be paying. So it's so easy if the person knows what they're doing to exploit someone in any way, as long as they're not giving them a regular salary. Sometimes they all live in the same house. They're transported in vans together. They work from the time the restaurant opens until the time the restaurant closes. If there's an international there, they don't know anything about the community they're living in. They don't speak the language. They don't know English very well. They don't know a lot about the menu. There's someone standing behind them or there in the restaurant that's constantly watching what they do. They don't make eye contact with you. They just take your order and that's it. Those are just some of the red flags that you can watch for in restaurants.
Well, now, when you think of human trafficking, and a lot of times when you think of the sweatshop scenarios that we've seen on TV or on the news, where you have all these immigrants in an old building or they're just kind of encased there from sunup to way past sundown, maybe sewing or making some kind of product, is that part of it too? Is that something that goes on? And
yes.
Is that something that happens in North Carolina?
Yes. I don't know if we have any sweatshops unless it's in the poultry and pork production. Those areas, they could very easily use it. Migrant farmers can. But, yes, sweatshops are huge, and we do have them in America. It's not just overseas.
And you say that America is a big destination point. So does that mean there's a lot of people who are receptive here in this country to buying and selling other human beings?
I guess there are. Well, it's a huge money-making business. It's $35 billion business. And those that sell drugs have found that selling humans is a lot more profitable than selling drugs. The average cost of a slave in the 1800s was $20,000. The average cost of a slave today is $90. And they're constantly making a profit for you, or you're using them like if you have a nanny in the home. I mean, she's totally free labor. She does all your cooking, your cleaning, she takes care of the kids. She's not just a nanny, she does a little bit of everything. I actually went to church with a girl that was a nanny in the home. I had no clue. I knew what was going on with her was wrong, but at that point, I didn't know about human trafficking, so I had no clue that she was a victim.
What power do these people hold over these victims to keep them in the home or to keep them enslaved working with this business or whatever?
Well, with internationals, they take their paperwork away from them. They tell them that if they try to leave, they'll be deported, they'll be arrested. And that's very scary and very shameful for them because a lot of the countries they come from, they can't trust police. So the trust issue is huge. Plus, they threaten their families. We had one client that she was allowed to call home and talk to her children, but the predator usually or the trafficker usually is standing right there beside them, so they control what they say. They intimidate them. They make them believe that police cannot be trusted. They're going to arrest them. They're going to deport them. The whole thing is like that over there. She would call home and talk to her children. Her trafficker actually sent someone to her children's school so that she would know that if she did not do what she was told to do, they could take her children.
Right.
And they will do that. And they threaten their families. They tell them that their family will be killed. I have the testimony of a young sex trafficking victim who says on the video that she was afraid her family would be killed or that she would be killed. She was kidnapped. She was an American citizen.
Yeah, we are talking with Sandra Johnson about human trafficking. She's with the Triad Ladder of Hope out of High Point, North Carolina. We're going to have more with her. We need to take a short break, and we'll be right back after this. Welcome back to Focus on the Foothills, talking today about human trafficking. There are at least 30 million slaves worldwide, more than any other time in history. 80% of these victims are exploited for sex. Over 200,000 youth are victims of commercial sexual exploitation within the U.S. Human trafficking is rapidly on the rise in North Carolina due to the military presence, Interstate 95 and 85, coastal ports, the agriculture industry, a large immigrant population. Again, we mentioned that human trafficking is a multi-billion-dollar industry, the second largest crime in the U.S. And in North Carolina, we're in the top 10 states for human trafficking. We are speaking today with Sandra Johnson of the Triad Ladder of Hope, an organization that is working to fight human trafficking here in our state and across the country. And Sandra, this just seems like an overwhelming problem. Are we making any inroads? Are we making any progress in diminishing the amount of human trafficking that goes on in our state and in our nation, or is it continuing to get worse?
I think in North Carolina, we have in the last 7 years, we've come a long way. When I first started working with this issue, there were very few organizations that was dealing with the human trafficking issue. We now have a lot of organizations that have begun in just the last couple of years. So we have made a lot of progress. We have state laws now in place. 7 years ago, we did not have that. We've got new state laws that are going that are up now. We also have a state task force that deals with this issue. It includes your attorney generals. It includes FBI, ICE, North Carolina Justice Center. It includes service providers are all on that task force. We have local rapid response teams in 5 areas of North Carolina, and we have one in our area here that we work with law enforcement, the Attorney General's Office, and the National Hotline. So we have made a lot of progress, and I will say I've spoken in a lot of different states. I think North Carolina is well ahead of some of the states that surround us, but we still have a lot of work to do. There are still laws that need to be changed and laws that need to be put in place, especially with your sex trafficking.
Now, I was reading here an estimated 14,000 to 17,000 people are trafficking into the U.S. each year. On average, victims are thrown into oppression at the age of 13. Some are abducted. Others are lured out of poverty. Others are sold by their families. Just a terrible, horrible crime that I'm sure a lot of folks don't like to think about. Sandra, what are some things that the general public can do if we suspect human trafficking in our community, in our town? What do we need to do?
Call the hotline. The National Human Trafficking Hotline is the first resource I would do is call them. Don't ever try to approach someone. Just get as much information as you can, you know, gather on it. If you can get a license tag, if you can get address, if you can get where this person is located, even an advertisement. There was an advertisement for one of our local cities that went out, that was posted up, and it drew a red flag for some of us that knew what human trafficking was, and we called it into the hotline. So anytime you've got something that you're suspicious of, sex trafficking is huge in our area. Sex trafficking can include women who are prostituted on the street. The average age of entering prostitution is 12 years old. That's a child. That's not an adult. And that's for girls. For boys, it's 10 years old. We have a lot of sex trafficking in our state. So it can be prostitution. It can be women who are prostituted on the street, sold on the Internet, sold in our newspapers. I've been told that if you know what to look for and you look in your advertisements, you can find women for sale there. Anytime there's a big event like the ACC tournament, the furniture market coming up, they bring girls in for those. They sell children as young as 6 years old, which is really sad. Truck stops are big for this. In the truck stops, the girls are called lot lizards. They're anywhere from 12 to 18 years old. And our law is very specific. The law says anyone 18 and under who is being sold for sex, and again, money does not have to change hands. It can be for food, lodging, places, things like that. Anyone 18 and under who is used or sold for sex is a victim of sex trafficking. So sometimes you see a girl 17 years old has been arrested for prostitution. She's not a prostitute. She's a victim of sex trafficking. And we work with our law enforcement on those issues. The sad part is that we don't have enough places to put these young girls that are being prostituted on the street. We don't have enough safe houses for them. So law enforcement hands sometimes are often tied because the only thing they can do is put them in juvenile detention, and that's not where they need to be. So there's a lot of areas like that that we need to improve. But anybody has the potential of coming in contact with a victim, and knowing that hotline, having it in your cell phone is very important. And even if you're not sure, call it in anyway. That hotline is 24/7, 365 days a year. The ones that answer that phone have been trained. They know what to look for. It's very important for the public to read all they can on the human trafficking issue. We put a lot of stuff on our Facebook page. We have notes that tell what to watch for on our Facebook page. You can go into that and look and see, you know, some of the signs to watch for. It's very important. We do training, and other organizations also do training. We train communities on how to identify the red flags to watch for and then what to do. So we do a lot of that. We do a lot of outreach. The documentary that we're showing on the 27th, Nefarious Merchant of Souls, I would encourage every parent, grandparent, even your teenagers to watch that. It's specifically on sex trafficking. But it's very important to know what to watch for and what to do.
And again, that hotline number is 888-3737-888.
Correct.
Okay, and you're with Triad Letter of Hope, and Sandra Johnson will be speaking again. We've just kind of scratched the surface of this today, but she will be speaking April 27th at 7 p.m., April 28th at 11 a.m. at Mount Pleasant Baptist Church. That's on Highway 21 North, just north of Elkin. And again, she'll be there April 27th and 28th. They do have a website, triadletterofhope.org. That's triadletterofhope.org. Sandra Johnson, we appreciate so much you being with us on the program today. Such a terrible issue, but since North Carolina is in the top 10 with this horrible crime, it's something that we definitely need to be aware of and take steps to work against.
You're right. Thank you so much for having me. It's a hard subject to deal with, and it's something that most people, you know, it takes us out of our comfort zone, and we're not comfortable with that. But it's something that we need to know about because, I mean, it's so easy for a kid to be taken off the street or to even taken out of a neighborhood. It would be so easy for your child to be taken. And you got to remember that these victims are someone's child. It could be your child. It could be your daughter. It could be your cousin. It could be, you know, someone that you know, someone that lives next to you. So it's an issue that we all need to know about and need to step out of our comfort zone and try to do something about.
And again, Sandra, we'll be speaking on this at Mount Pleasant Baptist Church, April 27th and 28th. And as she said, she encourages all parents and grandparents and teenagers definitely to come out and see this presentation. It's April 27th at 7 p.m., the 28th at 11 a.m., Mount Pleasant Baptist Church, just north of Elkin on Highway 21. Sandra, the website there is triadletterofhope.org for folks who want more information, right?
That's correct.
And that hotline, anytime you think you suspect human trafficking, you can call 888-3737-888. Sandra, thank you so much for all this information today. We appreciate you being on the show.
You're welcome, and thank you for helping get the word out.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right. God bless you, Sandra. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.